First story takes us to Iraq this morning, where the Iraqi prime minister has hailed Iran's support for Iraqi forces in the battle against ISIL terrorist group, but insists that there are no Iranian boots on the ground in Iraq.
The failed plus in the first stage, when Daesh rolled their forces into Iraq, they have helped us, Baghdad, they have helped the Kurdish region as well. They have been very prompt in sending arms, sending ammunition, without even asking for payment first. Of course, we paid later. And I think they have been very helpful. I mean, I cannot deny they are delivering help to us now, but I have to stress, there is no single Iranian soldier on the Iraqi soil. Not single Iranian soldier fighting on our own soil.
Haider al-Abadi made the remarks in the annual World Economic Forum in Davos. He also expressed confidence that the Iraqi army, backed by volunteer fighters, is capable of retaking the city of Mosul from the Takfiri terrorists. Abadi said that the militants' morale is running low and confirmed reports that half of ISIL leadership has been eliminated. Early in the week, the Iraqi leader criticized the U.S.-led coalition for being too slow in providing weapons and training for Iraqi forces.
In actual fact, we are left alone almost to get these arms and munition for our army, for our fighters, and we expect much more. There's a lot of things being said and being spoken and very little on the ground. We are very thankful for the air campaign to support our military, but I think you cannot achieve victory without a real fight on the ground, and we are doing this real fight, and we are expecting other countries to match our fight. We don't want anybody to fight with us on this, but we need support and logistics.
But Pentagon Chief Chuck Hagel rejected Abadi's criticism and told the Iraqi premier to be more mindful of the large coalition's effort. This amid growing criticism over the inefficiency of the U.S.-led military intervention in Iraq and Syria. Iraqi commanders are voicing their frustration of the U.S.-led coalition's efforts. They have been complaining of miscommunications, failed deliveries of weapons, inadequate training, and differences in strategy. The coalition's airstrikes have reportedly targeted Iraqi forces by mistake on several occasions. So we're going to cross over to Boston with author and political scientist, Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi. Thank you so much for being with us. So what do you make of the remarks of the Iraqi prime minister basically criticizing the United States for its efforts, basically talking about a lack of coordination in general in fighting ISIL inside of Iraq?
I really think that Mr. Ali Abadi has made the right point in criticizing the U.S. for its paltry military assistance. The Obama administration has earmarked only $89 million in military assistance to the Iraqi government, which is really an insignificant amount compared to what is needed on the ground for the Iraqi army to successfully launch a campaign to liberate all the areas that are under ISIS's, Daesh's control. The comment by Mr. Ali Abadi at the Davos Forum was very timely, and hopefully the U.S. government will heed the call for accelerating assistance, training, and so forth to the Iraqi government.
How do you see overall what is happening, Mr. Afrasiabi? Because there are some analysts who say that what is happening, for example, these mistakes, let's call them, for example, deliveries of weapons that are actually falling in ISIL's hands instead of the Iraqi military, that these are actually not mistakes, and the United States is not exactly sure which side they really want to support. And there are some critics that say that they just want the turmoil to continue in the region.
Well, unfortunately, there are some legitimate questions about the United States' true intentions in this situation, because we saw immediately after ISIS was pulling into Iraq from Syria last June that the U.S. military officials immediately said that This is going to take years, if not decades, dismissing the possibility of a short-term defeat for these ISIS terrorists, contrary to all the statements that we hear from the Iraqi government officials. So if the U.S. wants to have its cake and eat it too, hold the manner of anti-terrorism while, you know, undertaking contradictory efforts that raise suspicions about, you know, its motives and so forth, that's going to hurt U.S.'s image in the region and its alliance, you know, with the Iraqi government and so forth. We also see other efforts, such as, you know, the U.S. government has just invited some tribal leaders from Anbar province to Washington. Mm-hmm. And so the U.S. government is going above the head of the Iraqi government to establish direct contacts with the provincial and tribal forces and so forth. And that is not correct either. And the U.S. should limit itself to, you know, formal contact with the Iraqi government and stay out of the internal affairs of the, you know, Iraqi society.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist out of Boston.